Hello and welcome to another episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. My name's Donna. I hope you are well this evening. And today I have a guest on the podcast. Her name is Katie. She's 31 years old and she's a very successful service delivery manager within the IT sector. Katie's also not only a colleague, but also a dear friend of mine. So I have asked her to come along and she's joined me on the show today to ask him to ask her my three favourite questions, and this is how she got on. Enjoy. Hello. So, Katie, how are you feeling today?
I am very well, thank you, Donna. I am very, very well, and it's nice to be here with you. We've had a really relaxing day. So, yeah, good.
Great, great, great. So, I'm really excited to have you on, actually. I love the fact that you just kind of sat facing me, laughing, eyes twinkling.
Giggling.
Giggling, as we always do. So, I'm going to go straight in and ask you my first question. So, Katie, what was the best piece of advice that someone from the older generation has ever given you that has shaped you to become the person into the person that you are today?
Okay, so this piece of advice came from my granddad, and he gave me this advice when I was about 17. And when you get advice when you're 17, you don't listen. And it's only really now, when I look back and I'm getting to the age I am, which I'm 32 now in 2 weeks, Donna, so just to throw that out there.
Sorry.
It's all right. When I get to the age I am, it's when I look back and that advice kind of sinks in and I try to use it as much as I can. It doesn't always bed in, and I don't always use it because it's hard, but so the advice he gave me was, you know, don't let people bring you down, and always understand that their actions are a reflection on themselves. And it's very hard sometimes. I understand it and I see why people do things and the struggle they're going through. But in other situations, you know, I can take it very personally, and it's hard. So that's a piece of advice that I am still struggling to. But I think it's one of the best pieces of advice. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that one. Okay, so Katie, are you ready for question numero uno? No, dos? Two?
Yes, I'm ready for question two, Donna.
So my second question is, what is the one piece of advice that you wish someone from the older generation gave you? You know, something that you learned, that you wish you learned when you were younger, that you learned for yourself as you grew up.
Okay, so you don't, I'll just come out with this, you don't need somebody else to be complete, and you don't need somebody else to make yourself happy. I think when I was younger, I was about 15, 14, 15, I think. No, 15, 16, and my mum and dad split up, and I think when my dad left, there was a hole there. I mean, you know, I was always led by my granddad anyway.
Yeah.
But when my mum and dad split up, I kind of just went into, I got myself a boyfriend at the age of 15, who was quite a bit older than me, and I just lived at his for a good period of time. Yeah, and I just ran away from it completely. And I didn't see my granddad, I don't think, actually, or my nan for a period of time, because I was always there, and I clung on to him, really. I felt like I needed him, and then we grew apart because he was my first love, and then I always felt like I needed another half to me. I needed a boyfriend, and then I started getting into my early 20s and I was thinking, right, I need to settle down, I need to have kids, I need to get married. Oh, and all these things, because all the traditions that you've seen your mum and dad go through, like, they'll get married when they're young, they're having kids. And I think this generation that we're in now, it's been a total game changer, and you're stuck in that game changer generation where you've been brought up in a traditional setting.
Yeah.
Then your mum and dad get divorced, so you know that 2.4,
children.
Is a normal thing. But then you go through your mum and dad divorcing, and then you come into a more modern world where, you know, that's not happening anymore. Yeah. But you've still got those thoughts that's where you need to be. So it's quite confusing. But I've got to a point now where I don't care now. I don't care if I'm single. Mm-hmm. If I was in a relationship, I'd care about the other person. But it doesn't faze me. I've been in relationships and I find it easier now to let go as well than I did before. Yeah. Because I think I was struggling to let go of the thought of it rather than the person, because the person was obviously not meant to be. And I think you just have to have that confidence to know, and I wish somebody would have, you know, guided me through with this advice, because it would have helped me a lot, you know. And it's only now, when I've got to this age now, where I just think I don't need somebody else. I don't need someone else to make me happy. And there's so many things I can do. And the only person that can actually make you happy anyway is yourself.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And but you know, when we're younger, you know, we aren't as strong and as secure in ourselves as when we was younger as we are now. So I think that's something that particularly women, I think we carried, like, the expectations of the world on our shoulders, and we have the expectation of the whole traditional thing, as you mentioned, of you grow up, you get married, find a wonderful Mr. Perfect,
the prince,
and the knight in shining white armor that wish you away.
Always a man in tinfoil.
And you know, these are kind of like a society kind of. I'd like to say it's an aging mentality now, and I think you certainly have shown to me that, you know, you're very strong, you're very independent.
It's always the Disney films, because we grew up with Disney films, and every single Disney film. I know, every single Disney film is a princess and a prince and
leading rescuing.
Even The Lion King, you know, and it's always a love story and it's always a fairy tale. So I wonder if they're going to start changing Disney films now to, like, do more realistic.
I think they did with Frozen.
Well, I've never seen that.
They did with Frozen. There's this nut. Elsa's a queen, not a princess, and she needs no. There's not a man in there to rescue her. She's rescued by her sister, and one of my favourite arcs, part of the Frozen arc that I really like, is her sister falling in love and wanting to marry someone after they've just met 5 minutes, and even the husband or the guy that she wanted to get married turns on her and says, "How can you want to marry someone that you've met that you only met for 5 minutes?" So. Yeah, they changed it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I need to watch it. I'm going to watch that.
We can actually have it.
Yes. Yes, I want to watch it.
Just admit I own Frozen, but yeah.
I'm not going to sing down your microphone.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's cool. Okay, so are you ready for question number three now? Yeah. So you're at this wonderful age, so I'm going to give you a choice, because my final question normally would be, depending on the age of the person I'm speaking to, is what is your message for your younger self, or what is your message for your older self? So I'm going to give you a choice. Do you have a message for your older self, or would it be for your younger self?
So it's probably for my older self, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a couple of things actually. Don't compare yourself to others.
Oh, yeah.
So in a world of social media, it's very easy to, isn't it? Like, I go on Instagram and I look at this one. I think she was Miss Universe. And I just sit there and I'm like, oh, Donna, I want to throw my phone at the window. Do you know what I mean? She's absolutely stunning. But, you know, you can't compare yourself to others. And the next one is, don't stop worrying about the trivial little things that have no effect on your life whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because those are the little things that can bring your mood or your, you know, yourself down. But these things are absolutely irrelevant.
Yeah.
So why do we let these little tiny things get to us, you know? And those, that's probably the biggest one.
So what would you say, what, give me an example of what you term as a little thing that probably used to get to you that you think now it's irrelevant now.
Oh, probably how I handle other people, like relationships. And you know, I think sometimes you can get into a relationship and you expect it all to go perfectly and you want it to go this way and you think it was going to go that way, but as soon as you think it's going off track or as soon as you think, oh, it's not gone quite the way I want it, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It's something that you can't control. So, and you know, you just have to, you know, if it's not the path, you just have to change your path. You know, you don't change the goal, change the path. Is it that the way? Is that the capo? I'll have to Google it. I don't know.
I think I get the point of what you mean. And
change the route or something. Yeah. If you.
Yeah.
I just think like, and the more you worry over trivial things, the less time you have to enjoy. What's actually life, you know? And it's not as, I was watching, I think we was watching something earlier, and I was just thinking how lucky I am, do you know what I mean, in my life. And sometimes you have to sit down and you have to watch a really bad documentary to understand, you know, your life isn't as crap as you think it is sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you might have a down day, but even that is nothing compared to some people's lives in the world. So, and always be positive as well.
Yeah, and share gratitude as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think as soon, and I know yourself, you do this as well, as I've got older, I've began to believe in something of a lot more. You know, I'm not religious, I'm not going to put my hands up and say I'm religious, but you know, I believe in the universe and I believe that, you know, we have a path and no matter what you do to try and control it, what it's going to be is what's going to be. What is meant for you is what's meant for you. I truly, honestly, deep down believe that. So just chill out and let it go. Ride the waves, Donna. Ride the storm. Get your boat. Fix your boat. And go out to sea.
If I'm going out for sea, I'll have life jacket, sat nav, emergency flares. You know, the GPS thing on the boat.
Can you do that? Have a sat nav in a boat?
Yeah, it's like a GPS position.
Yeah, I'd do that as well. I'd have plenty of life jackets.
Yeah, not going to go down like the Titanic, eh?
Yeah. Just avoid that iceberg. But if you do come across an iceberg, don't worry about it. It's trivial.
Oh my goodness. Well, Katie, thank you very much for joining me on To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. It's been absolutely brilliant having you on. You're going to have to come on again. I think you're absolutely, this is brilliant.
I can't wait, Donna. I'll come on again. I love it. I feel like a celeb. No, I'm joking. I don't.
She does. She does, really. She does. In fact, I think we just do a separate one.
I know. Funny. No, but thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And let me talk. It's been like a bit like therapy.
No, you're very welcome. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. I would really love to hear back and have some feedback from my listeners out there, anyone that's listening to this podcast. And to do that, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor or I'm on Twitter. So please feel free to drop me a message and it's at TMYSTMOS1. I'll repeat that. That's TMYSTMOS1. And you can leave me feedback, or if you'd like to be part of the podcast and fancy answering my three questions for yourself, by all means, drop me a message and I would love to get in touch with you. Thank you very much for listening and your ongoing support. Good night.